Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I mean, how weak are you on TV complaining about tuna and noodles?
Dude, he's sitting in a studio with makeup on his face right now talking about how weak all of these sailors are for being out at sea for 250 plus days. All right, everybody, there is just no way. We are past the point of no return as we are now on day 170 of Donald Trump's war with Iran that is failing day after day after day. And at this point, he is like a cornered animal lashing out at all of the countries around us, mainly our allies. South Korea is getting the brunt of it as Trump announced that he is going to be withdrawing our military out of South Korea because Kim Jong-un of North Korea has been nice to him. He's creating the permission structure for Russia to keep invading Ukraine, all the while we wage this war against Iran that is costing money, costing lives, and failing day by day. One more time, he is like a cornered animal. We have reports from Marjorie Taylor Greene that Trump is discussing using nuclear weapons. Now, this is Marjorie Taylor Greene. She may have some info that we don't, but just listen to Trump himself. He has said multiple times that if Iran ever does anything to him, he's going to do the final weapon, use the final weapon. He has hinted towards erasing all of Iranian civilization. He said it, that he's going to wipe out their civilization. It's very clear what he was hinting towards. So I just want to show you how mad Donald Trump has become over the past few months. Not mad as in angry, but like crazy. He has gone mad. In this tweet right here, he says, "Based on my very good relationship with Kim Jong-un of North Korea, I am not happy with the fact that the United States has long ago agreed to participate in joint military exercises with South Korea. He says the exercises are costly. He says that it's totally inappropriate and hostile, that they are hostile to us, that they have been threatening and they're not a good partner." Dog, South Korea has been an ally for decades. We helped them recover from a dictatorship, and they have been a good trading partner that Trump placed tariffs on. He placed heavy tariffs on the country of South Korea for no reason when we had free trade with them. We now have sailors stuck in the Middle East due to this Iran war as well. So everything just seems to be breaking down at this point. The domestic economy is doing poorly. Gas prices are higher because the Strait of Hormuz is closed. Inflation up, unemployment up. But when we look internationally, our alliances are breaking down. The countries in the Gulf do not want to have any relationship with the USA after we have started a war that has cost them money, and our sailors are stuck over there. Severe living conditions are being reported aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln. California Congressman Mike Levin highlighted severe hardships facing service members, including moldy bathrooms, non-functioning toilets, extended water outages, and shortages of basic hygiene items like soap and toothpaste. The aircraft carrier has spent 250 consecutive days at sea, way past the timeline. Listen to this Fox News jackass telling the people on board, the sailors, that they're weak and need to basically just man up.
I mean, how weak are you on TV complaining about tuna and noodles? I'm sorry. You volunteered to serve your country. You can come back, get out of the military, and do like all of these Democrat veterans and complain about it and make commercials and be a sellout if you want to and come up with a new way of doing things. The last Democrat president that I remember that was deploying troops, Barack Obama, had the army going to Iraq on patrol bases for 15 months at a time, eating MREs. I'm sorry, but you're a sitting duck on a patrol base in Iraq, in Afghanistan, a heck of a lot more than you are on a fortified Navy ship sitting in the water. You might have got bored, and I'm sorry.
Dude, he's sitting in a studio with makeup on his face right now talking about how weak all of these sailors are for being out at sea for 250 plus days. It's starting to make sense now. Donald Trump wants to gravitate towards countries like North Korea because he likes Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un's type of propaganda style is blown out by these Fox News segments saying that if you're a sailor who's questioning your mission, you hate your country. We love our country. The reason why I'm calling out these wars, the reason why we're bringing attention to this is because we want America to be better. And Donald Trump sending our troops, our sailors, and our country into another forever war that is almost a perfect mirror of previous Middle Eastern wars is a problem. It makes the United States weaker. We've spent hundreds of billions of dollars and weakened our global position for zero concessions from Iran. I mean, right before I made this video, Donald Trump was quite literally freaking out, saying he will bomb the shit out of our allies in the Gulf if they interfere with his Iran deal. Spoiler alert, the only person getting in the way of his Iran deal is himself right
now. Now, I asked the president about these parallel talks that are taking place between Iran and Oman about control of the Strait of Hormuz. And the president told Fox News, if Oman gets in the way, we'll bomb the S out of them.
Okay, so Oman is supposed to be one of our Gulf allies. In fact, we're asking a lot of these Gulf allies to pay $300 billion into an Iranian restitution fund, and then we're allowing these Gulf allies to get bombed or threatening to bomb them ourselves. It is all a mess. And I just want to back up and paint this picture of a president who is cornered and trapped and is lashing out at all of our allies. The tariffs were one thing, all of the tariff debacles early on in the presidency, but now he has started a war. Isolated countries like South Korea, a lot of our Gulf allies, already isolated Mexico and Canada and alienated, pushed them away, and is now friendless. Marjorie Taylor Greene, former congresswoman, tweeted out yesterday, quote, "They are discussing using nuclear weapons on Iran in strategy meetings." Yes, you read that correctly. It's real. I'm not speculating. I know. And it's pure evil. Now, do I believe that the U.S. is going to use a nuclear weapon? No. But Trump did say he was going to wipe out Iranian civilization. He said it a while back. "It's pure evil," says Marjorie. "The last time a nuclear weapon was used was August 6th and 9th of 1945 on two cities in Japan, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, immediately killing 110,000 people, vaporizing people at ground zero, and total deaths reached 214,000 by the end of the year from severe burns and trauma. But the extreme suffering continued for the Japanese people from radiation sickness, skyrocketing cancer rates, and generational birth defects, not to mention wiping out all means of their economy. And the suffering was so great that all of humanity vowed never again. Trump and his admin were told by our own intelligence that Iran was nowhere near creating a nuclear weapon. Then Israel said the same line it's repeated for decades, Iran is only weeks away." I just want to remind you guys, Marjorie Taylor Greene was literally Trump's number one ally like 365 days ago. A year ago, they were perfect allies. The Epstein files weakened their relationship, and now she's just calling it as it is most times. She says, "So we bombed anyways, killed their leaders, killed innocent little children, and Iran has controlled the Strait of Hormuz ever since. Now our government is the one actually discussing lowering the nuclear threshold in order to use nuclear weapons against Iran." Let me show you this clip of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
"Congress now, in the next Congress, we will not be arguing over marginal tax rates or regulation. We'll be arguing over whether or not we're going to maintain our republic in our 251st year as a nation, or if we're going to go down this dark, dangerous, deadly road to communism."
So the next election is going to be about whether we maintain our democracy or go down a dark road to communism. This is a type of apocalyptic rhetoric coming out of the Trump administration day in and day out as they continue to wage a war against Iran. Listen, I think the debate over Iran having a nuclear weapon is very valid. I can see a reality where we do not want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. However, we are not even getting closer to that goal. This war is failing, and John Ossoff has been doing a great job of calling this out. Take a listen.
"He promised to lower prices on day one. You remember that? And I want the president's remaining supporters to hear this, because it was all a lie. Under Donald J. Trump, it costs more than ever to stock your fridge, to power your home, to make a cup of coffee, to buy school supplies for your kid or a tractor for your farm. Gas is up 30% since inauguration. Diesel, 47%. Coffee, 35%. Ground beef, 23%. They doubled your health insurance premiums and slashed Medicaid to cut taxes for their corporate donors and the ultra-rich. They made you pay more for everything and took us to war on lies and spent most of last year trying to cover up for the world's most famous pedophile while the crook president and his crook family raked in billions.
Honestly, really well said. A lot of great energy there coming from John Ossoff. I also want to point out another huge problem that has been developing, and that is the AI race with China that Donald Trump is supposed to be leading the United States in. There's currently a bunch of conflicts of interest and a bunch of wild stories going on. For example, in mid-July, a lot of the country's biggest military contractors received a letter from the Air Force saying, do not use any Anthropic AI models. They said failure to comply would put all of the business with Pentagon at the risk, and it would be a huge problem. And then they reversed that order less than a month later. Those same contractors for the Pentagon received a reversal saying they could use Anthropic, and actually they should use Anthropic. So this has been a huge debate. And right in the middle of this big AI arms race, Donald Trump sells out our country to the United Arab Emirates, sells it out entirely in the most corrupt way possible. Read this. An investment deal involving Trump's family cryptocurrency firm, World Liberty Financial, and top UAE, United Arab Emirate officials, preceded the U.S. administration granting the UAE access to advanced American AI chips. These are chips that China really wanted to get their hands on. Many analysts and intelligence officials were worried that these chips would leak to China, and Donald Trump sold our country out for more cryptocurrency profits. Representatives of Sheikh Tahnoun bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the UAE's national security advisor, and top Abu Dhabi royale secretly purchased a stake in World Liberty Financial. Like $2 billion were invested in Trump's World Liberty Financial, and Trump randomly gave them sophisticated chips. The Biden administration, however, had previously blocked and restricted the export of sophisticated NVIDIA chips due to concerns over technology leaking to China. The reason I bring this up is because Donald Trump is recklessly pushing our allies away while selling our country out in a million different ways, whether it's to Qatar with the jet, whether it's the chips that we sold to the UAE that will get funneled to China. He is selling our country out, and we need to keep pointing this out. If you appreciate these videos and you appreciate what I do on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. We are pushing for a better America every single day. I love you all. And peace out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase